From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Republican Senator Mel Martinez of Florida is resigning more than a year before his term ends. He told his staff that he will not return after the August recess. More from NPR's Greg Allen in Miami.
The announcement came as a surprise even to Republican insiders. Martinez's term runs through next year, and he said in the past that he intended to stay until the end. The sudden vacancy is especially relevant to Florida Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican who's running for Martinez's Senate seat. Although he could appoint himself to fill the position, he says he won't do so. Crist has a commanding edge both in polls and fundraising over his conservative opponent in the Republican primary, former State House Speaker Marco Rubio. The leading Democrat running for Martinez's seat is Florida Congressman Kendrick Meek. In a letter to friends and supporters, Martinez said he would stay on as senator until a successor is named, and that, quote, after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and Washington, it's time I return to Florida and my family. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The U.S. job market shrank by 247,000 positions last month. The Labor Department's report marks the lowest decline this year, and another hopeful sign the recession is easing. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Seeing nearly 250,000 jobs disappear from the labor market rarely seems a good thing. But in this, the worst recession in decades, it's big progress. Job losses peaked back in January. That's when the economy saw a net decline of more than 700,000 positions. Since then, employment losses have steadily declined, suggesting the days of mass layoffs could be ending. The unemployment rate in July fell slightly to 9.4%. Employers also gave workers a little more hours last month, suggesting demand is picking up. But the labor market has yet to rebound. Temporary service jobs fell by nearly 10,000 in July. Temp services is one of the sectors where companies have to start hiring to mark a real turnaround. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Car shoppers now have more time to trade in their clunkers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Today, President Obama signed a law extending the government's Cash for Clunkers program. It is backed by an additional $2 billion the Senate approved yesterday. Consumers can trade in old vehicles using rebates of up to $4,500. Iraqi police say Shiite civilians were targeted in attacks across the country today. The deadliest occurred in Rashidia, north of Mosul. At least 37 people were killed when a suicide car bomber attacked a mosque as people were leaving Friday prayers. In the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, authorities say several more Shiite pilgrims were killed in a series of roadside bombings. An update from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 151 points at last check at 9408. NASDAQ is up about 35 points at 2008. From Washington, this is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited South Africa on the second stop of her seven-nation African tour. She was expected to meet former President Nelson Mandela, as well as the new leader, Jacob Zuma. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton has details.
South Africa, the continent's leading economy, is suffering its worst recession in 17 years and recently witnessed the most violent anti-poverty riots in many years. Those are some of the challenges facing newly elected President Zuma. However, South Africa has had a generally warm relationship with Washington, although Pretoria opposed the Iraq War during the Bush administration. And there was a perception in U.S. official circles that the quiet diplomacy of former President Thabo Mbeki did not do enough to help resolve the problems in neighboring Zimbabwe or the Darfur conflict in Sudan. One of Hillary Clinton's objectives will be to enhance relations between the U.S. and South Africa, with Pretoria hoping for a special focus on trade. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Georgia and Russia marked a somber anniversary with separate ceremonies and harsh words today. They accuse each other of provoking the war they fought a year ago for control over the Georgian breakaway province of South Ossetia. The conflict killed at least 390 civilians and displaced tens of thousands of people. Well, it got really messy in parts of Lower Manhattan this morning. A three-block radius had to be blocked off because of a large water main break, generating floods of up to 4 feet deep. Dozens of buildings were affected, and authorities say they also had to evacuate residents. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.